This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this brand new year 2026 edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
Here we are. Here we are.
We made it.
It's the 5th. We're 5 days in. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Hey, it's the first Monday of 2026, and we've only seen some massive headlines over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh, the weekend. I swear, I think 2026 is going to be those, what fresh hell are we waking up to? But this weekend was incredible. We'll talk about that later in the show because it was like hit after hit after hit. Mm-hmm. Couldn't keep up with it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, all these things occurred in like 4 hours overnight. It's like, whoa.
Well, when I sent you a message about Venezuela and you had stayed up later than I did, mm-hmm. and you kind of saw it coming, I woke up and saw a friend's post and was gobsmacked. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I saw a couple of things as I was literally getting ready to go to bed. All of a sudden, a couple of notifications popped up and I'm kind of going, okay, this is really interesting. And we'll see what tomorrow looks like. And then you woke up and sent me that message. I'm like, yeah, I saw. And then as I got a little more clarity, I kind of understood the situation a little better.
Yeah. And we do. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show and probably all week long as it's kind of an evolving situation. But, you know, the level of stupidity out there is raising its ugly head. It's like, OK, there they go again. All right. But we'll talk, you know, so there's going to be lots to talk about. And then again, real quick teaser for Thursday's show from RestorationNews.com. Jeff Reynolds, editor in chief, is going to be joining us for the entire show. We'll do a breakdown of 2025. And I know he's got opinions on everything that's happening. So that'll be a fun show. But we're going to jump right in today. It's not really a state of the station. It's just kind of kibitzing because we haven't had him on. Jeff Morgan, president and owner of KYKN, is joining us in the third chair. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Denise?
I am good. Happy New Year. I know I'm a little bit like, blah, 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 but it's like so much happened all weekend. It was hard to kind of take it all in.
You've got a lot of energy. That's all I got to say. I mean, it's fun. I love it. It's exciting.
I had two cups of coffee that were this big. So, but I do, you know, you got to go. But there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of concerning stuff. But to bring it a little bit closer to home, talk radio continues to be a force out there. We see, you know, everyone is like, really, it's podcasting. Programming note, we do both. We'll talk about that later on in the show because we got some exciting news on that front. But radio in and of itself, AM talk radio, is an interesting thing, and it is really a value to the community, but it's a bit shaky.
Are you asking me that question?
I'm just kind of throwing that out there to see what you guys think. It's kind of like the restaurant business. You know, the margins are thin, but it's such a valuable asset to the community.
You know, it really is. And as far as Salem is concerned, kind of Mid-Valley, we are the news outlet. I mean, yeah, there's podcasts, this and that, but once you do a podcast, I mean, it's old news like right now. I mean, that's what, that's why AM radio makes it so, it's just so engaging, and it's such right now. Even on TV things, you can only, the shows are, they're on when they're on, and that's just where it is. But, you know, people just don't think that anybody listens to AM radio anymore, and it's a farce. It's not true, especially in this community, because we are the outlet. We don't have a TV outlet here. We don't have one. I mean, you got CCTV, but they're, you know, whatever they are. But we are the only ones really doing local shows here in our market. And so you guys have done a phenomenal job, and you know, we can't do it without our sponsors. I'm just going to go flat out right into it, because if we don't have sponsors, none of this stuff is ever going to happen, and it's going to die. So we really appreciate our sponsors, especially Rich Duncan of this show and TJ Sullivan, Solid Hagen Hamilton. And I want to throw this out to all of our listeners, too. Please patronize our sponsors, because if they go away, then, I mean, it's just trickle down economics. I mean, what else do you do? Let's fire Reagan back up back in the 80s, because it's a reality.
Well, and we love to, you know, promote our segment sponsors on the show, like Color Tile, who's, I believe, been with this radio station for like 15 years or more.
No, he's actually been on with us since 1998. I actually went down there with Mike Frith, and ever since then, he's been on. And so, yeah, go see Dave.
Wait,
for crying out loud. Yeah. If you need waterproof flooring, I'm just going to throw it out there right now. He's got it.
Yeah, well,
among other things.
Well, wait a minute. 1998, that was only like 3 or 4 years ago. Come on. It can't be 2026 already.
It just seems that way. My gosh.
You know, and of course, our friends over at your locally owned Bi-Mart right down the street, where you can pick up your special deals Like
ammo?
There it
ammo?
Is. There it
you
is.
You talking about ammo?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, hey, and by the way, I got my Bi-Mart coupon book in the mail just yesterday. So it's got tons of savings, too. So, yeah, you know, they've got a great story, too. We need to get Don on Lieber. I mean, that guy, he's been with Bi-Mart and Cascade Farm and Outdoor. They're both, both entities are one, running under one umbrella. And he is such a knowledgeable and really good guy. They are so into the local communities. I'm so impressed with that organization. I really am. It's great to meet with those people.
Well, and of course, we've also got the Perlin Mill out there in Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For your, what, metal buildings?
Yeah, it's like pole barns and different things. I mean, they build, when they put something up, it's solid. Well, it's not going anywhere.
See, I'm at a point right now where I have a little metal storage thing in my backyard. But with how, you know, damp and everything is right now, yeah. I'm sitting there going, it's kind of slowly but surely deteriorating. And I'm looking to upgrade probably sometime next summer to a better storage out there. And then last and, you know, definitely not least is our friends over at Cozy's in New York at Deli.
Cozy's!
You know, I have to say, that's one of the best sandwiches
isn't it?
In this town, period. I mean, they're not open all the time. I mean, it's in the industrial building off Fairview Industrial down South Salem. But I mean, if during the week, holy smokes, they'll even deliver it to you. I mean, it's so good. Those sandwiches are awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have my favorites, Gabagool and the number 7, and I get them as a wedge sandwich. I do the wedge sandwich.
You got to throw out the accent. I love it.
I know, right?
You know, and then, of course, we've got all the other sponsors for all of our other shows, Blue Star Gas for Rural Matters, and all of our sports sponsors out there right now for both high school basketball, Duck basketball, and, of course, Duck football coming up this Friday, and we should probably program note that right now, 1:30 p.m. or 1:34 p.m. Jeff and the Tailgater crew will be on. 2:30 p.m. on Friday will be the pregame show, and 4:30 kickoff as the Ducks face Indiana in the biggest rematch of the year.
It's going to be a huge game. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if the Ducks are going to pull it off. I'm just going to say it right now because Indiana's really stinking good. Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana, he's got a lot of experience, and this team just knows how to play together. And, I mean, Ducks have a great defense. They showed it this last on New Year's against Texas Tech, but the offense is not clicking right now. So they have to go on all cylinders if they want to be able to beat this number one Indiana ball club.
Well, that's one of the things I love about KYK. And I mean, we've got local talk radio, national talk radio. We've got local sports, national sports. There's pretty much something for everyone. Are we going to be doing, I know we did some ticket giveaways and we did promotions and things like that. Can we look forward to more of that coming up into 2026?
Yeah, we have some. Actually, it's funny you bring that up because Yuri Chura of Chura's Restaurant downtown, he's now in the old Gambaretti's.
Yes, I've been
area
there
at Pringle Plaza. So he is going to be giving away some tickets, I think, to the Michigan game. And then there's another one at the end of January as well. And I think we're going to be saying who the winners are. There's just a pair of tickets for both of those games on KYK, and he's going to be drawing it and doing a little Facebook thing. So I know you didn't know that, Denise, so I'm just kind of throwing you for a loop.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, because I do know that coming up, too, is the Winter Rod and Speed Show, right. And we're going to have Rich Bailey on a week from today, and he's going to have some tickets to give away, too. So we do a lot of that throughout the year. I know last year we did a bunch of Mariners tickets, and I know there were some very happy listeners who got to go to those games. And then also, you know, look, we're really kind of ramping up our social media game. You were talking about sponsors and really highlighting the backbone of our community, which is these local businesses. And so we'll be doing weekly spotlights on our sponsors. So you want to keep track of our social media. I'm going to jump in real quick then, Jeff, too, about we do podcasting. And typically after our shows, our local shows are done, you would find them at kykn.com, which you still can. But now for the new year, you're going to be able to find them at Spotify, Apple, we're working on. I think Stitcher, I mean, any place that you can get a podcast within about a couple of hours, you're going to be able to find all of our shows. So if you missed anything, we have a lot of great guests. We're broadening out. We do a little more national, too. But so look for some big changes and exciting things happening in 2026.
Well, and while we're talking about sponsors and advertisers, we also have the option of the Half Price Oregon deals where you can get to Turner Pizza, Cozy's, Adam's Rib, Bowen Vine, Chira's, Inferno gift cards. And so if there's any restaurants out there that are looking at wanting to encourage people to come in, reach out to us and let's see what Half Price Oregon and KY Can do to bring it. Because as we said, restaurants have such narrow margins.
Yeah.
Let's find ways to get people in those doors, spending their money, because Oregon as a whole is a tough economy right now. You know, not like the rest of the country where things seem to be clicking along, but us blue staters.
Well, it's going to, yeah, it could get worse even down in Cali. What's, you know, we've got Valero and Chevron pulling out as far as the refineries. And so gas could be interesting. Haven't had a refinery here in Oregon since what, the 80s, since they pulled the plug on that with thanks to the environmentalists, which, you know, I guess there's good and bad to that. But now we're kind of on an island. So who knows if we're going to have like $7-$8 gallons of gas coming up here. Nobody knows. You know, this is unprecedented territory that we're coming into, just with the whole monetary system and things happening. I mean, shoot, look at gold and silver prices for crying out loud.
Oh my gosh, right? Holy cow.
And then you've got all your crypto, you know, love it or hate it, it doesn't matter. But these things, there's a lot of volatility in that. But there's so many different things that are happening monetarily that you need to really be aware of, because fiat systems go in night-night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I just love that the environmentalists got us to remove our oil refineries and some of our dams and everything else, and they decide to replace it with the eyesores of windmills, which use gallons and gallons of oil every few days. Half the time they're not working. When they break down and they end up in the junkyard, guess what? There is no good way to dispose of them. So, you know, I'm kind of going, environmentalists, the backbone, the challenge of Oregon.
Not to mention they murder birds.
Mm-hmm. In whales.
And when they're out to sea, like when they're offshore, yeah, they mess up the sonar from marine mammals and life, but you don't hear anything about that.
Yeah, where's Tina Kotick on that one, Denise? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, in order to fix that, you'll need to raise your taxes, Jeff. Come on.
Come on.
They need more money. They're so good at spending, too.
I'm like, even the moths in the wallets have no more money. The moths are broke. Well, it is going to be interesting. Like, obviously, we know that we've got a gubernatorial race coming up in 2026. Salem City Council, is it the even seats? Yes, the even seats are up, plus the mayor. That has been making national news. I'm sure you've seen that, Jeff. For all the wrong reasons, Salem has been making national news. Oy vey, for a number of different things. And so there's a national spotlight on that. Very critical race in the mayoral race. You've got Mayor Julie Hoy is running for your election, and then Ward 7 Councilor Vanessa Nordyke is challenging her. She's one of the ones that went kind of viral nationally. So, yeah, lots at stake.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of our sponsors, we should probably, you know, highlight a few of those coming up here and take a break. We've gone a little long in this segment. Should we keep Jeff around for another few minutes, or should we pass him off and let him go do his work?
I can stick around.
Oh, okay. Then let's do it then. Let's take our first break again. You're listening to this first New Year Monday edition of 1430 KYK and Newsmakers at Noon. Come on back.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Bi-Mart and Color Tile of Salem.
All right, I just heard the Wantonio's ad. We just got a big giant bag of Wantonio's. They are my favorite. They're the best.
They are.
And, so good.
And for the dollar.
Oh, my gosh. I could eat them plain. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do all the time. And I'm kind of for the price of it, too. I'm sitting there going, you can buy those expensive, you know, chips like Tostinos or whatever. And I'm sitting there going, but why? Why when you can have something great and local from Wantonio's?
just the best.
They're actually a really light chip.
Mm-hmm.
They're not heavy at all. I mean, they might feel heavy later depending on how many you eat. But
now I don't know what they're fried in, but if we can get them to fry those up in beef tallow, man, that is heaven. But they are my favorite. Anyway, I heard Mike talking about that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, we're finishing up our conversation today with KYK and president and owner Jeff Morgan. So I did, doing my show prep, Jeff, that Rite Aid downtown, which has always been kind of problematic, is getting a grocery store. Now, I know there was a grocery store. There's a Safeway that's kind of pushing out a little north of town. Mm-hmm. So this one is going to be right downtown. It's called El Torito's.
El Torito. Yeah, I guess
El Torito.
It started as a meat market up in McMinnville, and they've expanded into Salem for the meat market part. And I believe there's one on Lancaster is where the other one location is. And now they are going to be right there downtown as a full grocery store.
People are saying they have a good reputation. And so a lot of people are really excited about this.
You know, I hope it works for them. I really do.
Me too.
Because,
me too.
You know, just with the laws, I mean, shoot, people can just go in and just take money, you know, up to $900, just no charge, no cops are coming. So, and you got our tent population down there, just right in the heart of that. So, I mean, I wish them the best, but it's just like sometimes you have to look at your demographic and say, is that really a good idea? And I mean, I don't want to put a damper on whoever owns that property right there, or the property even downtown for that matter, because it's becoming a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I drive down Front Street like almost every day, and it's just like I see more and more tents popping up, and guys are firing up their, you know, their, they got fires going, and it's just like, who's responsible for this?
Well, I think I'm not sure of the timing, because again, the weekend was kind of a blur, but Ward 2 city council candidate Manny Martinez had posted, he posted it in many different locations. He had asked an employee of Bentley's downtown to describe what's happening, and it was a very long, very blunt, very frank post that got a lot of traction. It seems like these issues that keep popping up, the safety employees are not, I mean, they're being sort of harassed and in many cases assaulted. So I don't know. I don't know. In 2026, hopefully that will get better. And honestly, that comes with a change in leadership.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that
on the council.
Well, absolutely, because Julie Hoy, she can only do so much. I mean, she's just the mayor. But the council is the one who really is the one who determines with their votes what's really going to happen here. And we all know what's happening. Nothing is happening. We still have the same crap that's going on downtown, and it's got to get better. I mean, I know all the owners down there, we were talking about the Forge, you know, brand new building. It looks beautiful, but you still have this issue. And if you, as long as you still have the issue down there, who's going to want to even go down? I mean, the restaurants down, I mean, Taberna, I mean, that's a phenomenal place.
Oh, yeah.
And then you,
Gamberetti's, where the new spot where Gamberetti's opened, which is one of my favorites. Yes. Oh, yeah. I love Gamberetti's. But there's a lot of struggle, and you see in different posts that'll come out from local news outlets where people are sort of, and you want to talk about, you know, the doom spiral of Oregon. There's a certain point where you kind of have that crossover where the perception becomes the reality. And then people can say, well, I'm fine down there. But after a while, people just sort of stop going. And we don't want to see that in the downtown. And it's, downtown Salem is this quirky, I love downtown Salem, but it's changed, and not in the best way.
No, yeah. You're absolutely right. And plus, you know, we've got to pay what, $1.50, you know, an hour now. And so there's another deterrent. So it almost just seems like there's more. Every time you see something, then there's another deterrent. And then there's another deterrent. And it's just like, doggone it. I mean, we want to go downtown, but you got to make it safe. I mean, they're getting a ton of money. Where is it going? Has there been an audit yet? I haven't heard of it. Have you dug into that, Denise?
No.
Oh.
We do have the mayor on next week. We have her on once a month.
Yeah, I feel for Mayor Hoy and the way this all operates, because it's not just a city issue. Then it goes on to the county issue, and then of course, the state becomes the overseer of our homeless population booming because of the bad policies and encouraging homelessness rather than getting people off the streets and getting them the help they need.
Well, and then, you know, the tax base in Oregon, because there's so many state office buildings that don't pay anything in. I mean, that's been an ongoing challenge for as long as I can remember. I've been in Salem area since, 1978? Oof, yikes. I'm old.
That wasn't that long ago. Come on.
It was that long ago. I was a young whippersnapper in high school. But it's been an ongoing issue, and it is a challenge. I get that.
Yeah, but it's such an ongoing issue that we've seen years of prosperity here in Salem, and we've seen years of, you know, everything is a budget crisis, and I'm sitting here going, and why is that? Because some years they can handle that lack of property taxes they collect from the state buildings. But then other years we seem to need levies for, you know, the library and parks. I'm kind of going, you know, maybe we need to come up with a leadership that can actually come up with solutions and spend money wisely rather than flushing it down the toilet.
Right, or scope creep. And you've got a lot of that with this current iteration of the council, and you've had it in the past. I mean, when you've had certain ideologies that rule the roost, the priorities are different. I mean, there were a number of years sort of in the early teens and that where, you know, you had the new 2005, I think the new convention center came in. It was a revitalization. That's leadership. That's choices that are made.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of building going on, it seems like, right now as well. And I've been kind of in the mix on a few of these things. And it just seems like the city, they've become a pretty big deterrent. And if you work for the city, I apologize, but I mean, the permit side of things just takes absolutely forever. Nobody knows what the other hand is doing. You got to call this person, you got to call that person. And it's just, you know, they're a deterrent for business to even run in this town. It just takes so long and people just lose so much money because they can't get the cash flow going. It's funny how that works. So, I don't know what you do with that, but sick days, you got Oregon paid leave, you got all these things that are really affecting local businesses where guys can just have a mental breakdown and then have a day off and the state's going to pay them. And then all of a sudden nobody's showing up to work. And so how can a business run and have to keep their job at the same time? It doesn't work. And eventually business owners are going to get fed up going, I can't do it anymore. I can't get workers.
Yeah.
That's my soapbox.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen. Go ahead, Hunter.
Well, we're just seeing so much more and more businesses packing up and leaving. And I sit here and go, it's part of that whole Oregon doom spiral where eventually the tax base is going to be so burdened that the whole system just collapses.
Well, I just want to say, but we're almost at the bottom of the hour. The way out of this, and Jeff, you're right. Number one is to vote. We've got that May election coming up where a lot of critical seats are open. You can make changes with your vote. And I want to really push back on that narrative of blaming everything on vote by mail. Get out and vote anyway, because a lot of these races are decided by very, very small numbers. And the change can be affected in Oregon. There's a lot of great candidates running.
Yeah, and especially here locally. And we have to remember that, it is May. And I sit here and go, and I wish it was in November, but it is in May, and we need to get out. We need to vote. We need to choose who, our potential governor, person running for that seat is going to be, too, come May.
Yeah. And we're going to have a lot of these candidates on the show, so you'll want to tune in. All right, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this first Monday in 2026. So, yeah, the weekend was just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, wow.
Well, it was, you stay up late on the last day of 2025. You wake up to, have a day of football, college football on January 1st, all those big bowl games. And then all of a sudden, it seems like the world just shifted real fast between Friday afternoon and Sunday morning.
Well, I ended up trying. Yeah. So kind of starting out New Year's Day, which was Thursday. Mm-hmm. You saw that the socialist commie mayor of New York has been sworn in, and oh, everything's going to be free. And then within a day, we're going to bump up the subway fares to $3. So, oops. Oh, and we're going to invite you to this block party. We're not going to have any food or bathrooms. It's like, welcome to socialism, you idiots. This is what you get.
I just sit here and go, it's, I don't know, the vote on feelings mentality. I'm sitting here going, this is where it gets you. A smooth talker, young, relatively attractive, TV, made-for-TV kind of face guy. I'm sitting here going, he says all the right things. You jump on board because it just feels so good. And then all of a sudden, it's more expensive to get anywhere, and there's no bathrooms and no food when you get there. And I'm kind of going, this seems really weird. And then seeing things like, he's already taken those steps to make his community grocery store with a massive purchase of an abandoned building.
What? Where'd he get the money for that? Huh?
Well, I don't know.
His only real job is he was an assemblyman for about 5 seconds. And then he was a rapper whose, I think, mom did his video. He's also appointed a new tenant advocate director. And okay, surprise, surprise here, Hunter. I know you'll have to pick your jaw up off the floor when you hear that she thinks home ownership and private property is white supremacy. So she's communist and she's pretty dumb. If you've seen the video of this woman,
I will tell you what, I think white supremacy and racism has been just overused in the last week ever since the great, almost Vice President Tim Walz got wrapped up in some fraud investigations. And now all of a sudden everything is white supremacy.
Well, now I got to do my best Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Tim Walz has dropped out of the Minnesota governor's race. Are you shocked?
I am not shocked because this is the biggest demo. I mean, we see it all the time, you know, here in Oregon. It's just like, oh, you got exposed for doing something you shouldn't have. Just go ahead and don't run for re-election. Slowly fade into the distance. And then in a few years when it's blown over, you can come back out of the shadows and reclaim your positions.
I don't know if this is going to blow over because the magnitude of the fraud in Minnesota, we're also seeing it in Ohio. We talked about this last week. It was starting to break with citizen journalist, 23-year-old Nick Shirley, who's an independent mm-hmm. journalist, kind of cracked this wide open. Yes, a lot of people have been doing research and there had been fraud investigations into this. But really, it took a 23-year-old with a camera to do actual journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Can we trademark that? Actual journalism, which basically is going around and asking questions and then just presenting what he found.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just sit here going, you know, here's the thing. If Minnesota has their way, this will be swept under the rug and Tim Walz be able to reappear in a few years. But I sit here and go, but the fact that this all occurred under his leadership and you want me to believe he had no knowledge of it? I'm sitting here going, yeah, that's a farce and a half. So yeah. I'm kind of going, if there's a perp walk, that cements things. But that's been our biggest complaint with everything in the last couple of years is we know about these things. We know about corruption. We know about these problems. And yet we don't ever see anyone getting perp walked.
So we know a lot of people made that comment because we did see that with Maduro out mm-hmm. of Venezuela. And so we did get a bit of a perp walk. And now a lot of people are like, OK, now do Tim Walz. OK, yeah. Now do Fauci. Now do, you know, Hunter Biden.
Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi, all of the, you know, Schiff, all of these people that have been grifting off the system and stealing and robbing us blind, allegedly, in some of those cases. And what's happening with the fraud here, the deeper you dig, obviously, Washington, I'm sure it's in every state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it is. I have no doubt about that. I would lay money on that it's in every state. It's going to be now, do we have the, is Washington, Oregon, and California going to dig into it? Well, are there some Nick Shirleys in these states? I would say yes.
Yeah, well, I think this will encourage a lot of people to start asking those questions. And unfortunately, what we're getting out of the mainstream media is you're a racist or a white supremacist if you ask those kinds of questions. And I'm sitting there going,
you know what I say? Okay, fine, whatever.
At this point, I don't think it's going to deter the citizen journalists.
It doesn't. No.
You know,
no.
And even when the crazies get out and want to protest, you know, like watching Nick Shirley's video and seeing that one woman standing outside going, don't open the door. ICE is out here. And I'm sitting there going, it's a 23-year-old and what, a 45-year-old standing outside with a camera. Well,
I know. And interestingly enough, with just as far as protests and people getting mad about that, because I think the NPCs need their new module because it was like, wait, is this about Palestine? Is this about Venezuela? Is this about Somalis? What is this about? So it is now about Venezuela. They've swapped their Palestinian flag for the Venezuelan flag that they can drape themselves in and go out and lecture actual Venezuelans who are celebrating in the streets and tell the Venezuelans who have been, you know, they had to leave their home because they went from one of the most wealthy, most prosperous in a generation economies and countries to basically eating the cats and dogs or, you know, it's been absolutely horrible where these people have fled. But no, we want the awfuls out there because they got the new marching orders to go out there and drum chant and to lecture these individuals who know what they're talking about. It feels a little bit like some people are starting to wise up. It's like, and then where did the printed sides come from in a 24-hour period? All the same in multiple cities across the country, the same chants, the same everything, but grassroots. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get a kick out of, you know, literally, you know, they went from no kings mere months ago to now release the dictator.
Yeah. We love dictators. We love free Maduro. I mean, good. They obviously you want to say to these people even here themselves. And a lot of them are not dumb. And a lot of them are people that are teachers and they're in the public schools and they're out there educating your kids. And they're just buying into this hook, line, and sinker, and then have the audacity for those of us who notice and call it out. We're the bad guys. Remember mm-hmm. that. That's the MO. That's how this goes.
Yeah. This is a guy who was, you know, funneling drugs into this country, you know, using his position there. I mean, that's what kept him in power was the backing of the cartels, which he helped literally poison and hit our streets. He was friendly with Russia. He was friendly with China. He was friendly with terrorist organizations. He was anti everything about America. And when you kind of see the way they did this, it's also a massive power play to kind of show the rest of the world how strong we truly are.
Right.
Because they did this thing in like 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah. Well, we slept.
Mm-hmm.
Snoozing away. But there are a lot of people out there, I think, and again, this kind of comes down to TDS, frankly. I got to say it, because there are people that otherwise wouldn't just sort of knee-jerk support a dictator, but it's because it was under the Trump. Remember a couple of years ago, they were all the same people were screaming and yelling at Trump to do something about this guy.
Well,
now he's done it, and no, don't do that.
Well, about 2 years ago, as part of who was that president between Trump's two terms? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden.
Oh, auto pen.
They came out with, they upped the ante on this guy's bounty.
Yeah.
To like $25,000 right, or something right. like that. And everyone cheered it. And I sit here and go, if this is not exposing the anti-Trump agenda, where everything he does is bad, no matter what the circumstances, no matter anything else about it, what will? Because virtually these people are going out, they're hitting the streets in protests. I think one of the initial protests, my wife saw some video, and she goes, what's funny is when they actually pan out at the end of the video, there's only like 17 people there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they rallied on Sunday and got a couple hundred out there.
Well, they did in Portland, and there was video, and there was a number of local citizen journalists that were up there. One of them that I've been following for a while, David Medina, he gets up there and he's very polite about it, but he asks them questions. And again, of course, they can't answer his questions.
Well,
and they don't know why they're out there, and they're just angry, and they're angry. And I mean, again, what a miserable existence to wake up every day. Here's my I must be mad at this today. You don't need to know why. Pat, 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 off you go. And it's like, okay,
especially when
miserable existence.
When the Venezuelan community as a whole is celebrating.
And likely, and they're usually there trying to talk. And again, I have to say this, and I thought about reading this, and I don't know whether I will, because it's happening in my own family. I have an aunt who, you know, posts things, and she just posted videos of the, well, like you said, Venezuelans celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it. I'm not going to name names. Nobody knows who these people are. But this was the response from a family member. These fake videos are proliferating, quote, news media, and Trump supporters are sharing them rampantly. It's sickening how you, and again, this is to a family member and others, will continue to celebrate this BS. I'm afraid this is where we part ways. My disgust has reached its limit. The people that continue with this charade as their families abandon them in disgust is beyond me. As he's abandoning her in disgust, there seems to be no moral or ethical lines you will not cross in your love of this political party. At this point, the depths of hypocrisy have no bounds. Talk about hypocritical, because what is he doing? He's abandoning her. It's like, for what the hell is wrong with these people? And he thinks he's righteous and in the right here.
Well, and I sit here and go, in this whole scenario, and I think the poll question of the day was, do you think the U.S. violated international law with its actions in Venezuela? And I sit here and go, no, because this has happened, and it's happened numerous times. Under that mentality, Obama killing Osama bin Laden was literally violating whatever laws you want to come up with about this scenario.
But somebody like this individual, you could say that all along. You could point out all the hypocrisy. They're never going to see it. This is an individual who is so marinated and so deep in that agenda that he'll never see it, to the point where he will literally cut off a family member who is one of my favorite. I adore her. And she does this in good faith. She'll discuss things. But no. It's her hypocrisy. He's disgusted. And then you look at this poll that you brought up, and the question was, do you think the U.S. violated international law with its actions in Venezuela? 73% said no.
Mm-hmm.
And among age demographics, it was pretty evenly split. But Democrats, 84% yes, Republicans, 7.6. There is a huge divide. And I don't know, where do you go with that? When you've got family members thinking this is okay to do publicly, what I just read.
Well, it's literally the TDS. It is, if it was any other administration, they would be okay with it.
Yeah.
And the fact that you see people hitting the streets, holding Venezuelan flags, demanding the release of a dictator who has taken since like literally 1992, Venezuela was one of the most prosperous free nations in the world. And here we are in 2026 and they are a garbage pile. And I'm sitting here going, the only reason, and you're just ignoring all these minorities that you claim to care so much about and
which
their responses.
Says a lot.
Yeah. And I'm kind of going, you know, the hypocrisy of those people. I'm going, you're showing so much to the world about what you're really about.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of masks are coming off. So anyway, and this, you know, this, I support this. I, you know, do I have concerns about where it's going to go moving forward? Of course. Mm-hmm. Are there questions? Absolutely. But when you look at the details, and we won't get into it, the national, you know, Todd and Glenn have been all over this. It's everywhere. We won't dig into that. But generally, largely, yes, I do support this. And I'll go on record saying that. Yep.
Well, it's what America has claimed to be. When we went to Iraq, when we went to Afghanistan, we went to all of these countries. We are here to free you from your dictators. And we are here to instill, you know, a better life. And I'm kind of going,
That's a larger conversation. Yes. I don't know if I 100% agree with all that, especially with Iraq and Afghanistan, you're talking years, treasure, a lot of money. This was not that. That's why I'm different on that, because I did not support those things necessarily. We're not in the business of nation building, nor should we ever. We're not going to import. We need to get in there. After World War II, we were in Japan for a while, and they got up and running. We were out. I don't. We have bases that still there. But this should be a quick in, get you guys back on your feet. There will be a leadership vacuum that we need to be concerned about. I am not for nation building. Absolutely not. Not spreading democracy. But this is also not the Middle East. This is South America. It's a different cat.
Well, that's been the claim they used, you know, during the Clinton years, during the Bush years, during the Obama years, everything else. We need to spread democracy across the world. And it's like, no, we shouldn't. But at the same time, the way that this has been handled thus far has been so efficient and so precise compared to everything we have done in the last 30 years, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, so definitely keeping an eye on what happens next. Rubio, I've been continue to be impressed by him. Anyway, okay, we're running a little long. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and Cozy's New York Deli.
Right. Did Jeff ever say he probably loves them all.
He doesn't share. He doesn't share what his favorites are. He's secret. He doesn't want you to go and, you know, use up all the ingredients.
Right. Don't take all the gabagool. That's mine. Okay. So, yeah, talking about all, you know, all the stuff that happened over the weekend and different reactions. And again, the continuing trend of family members just, you know, I'm disgusted. I'm not talking to you anymore because I simply disagree with you. It's like, okay, bye, I guess. I don't know. A friend of mine, Gene, who's a friend of mine from New Hampshire, which was just, I love seeing that. I went to school with him. Anyway, the real divide isn't, and it was a post from Janet Elaine Parks, who is the CEO and owner of a company called Simply Sustainable Academy. The real divide isn't left versus right. It's listening versus labeling. I thought this was very interesting. Here's the truth no one wants to admit. Most conservatives aren't losing audiences or arguments. We're being dismissed before we're even heard. The moment someone hears, or I would say sees or reads, conservative, the verdict's already in. Decisions have been made. Before a word is spoken, we are told who we are. Apparently, we must be racist, extremist, ignorant, cruel, afraid. No curiosity, no questions, no conversation, just character assassination. That's not discourse. That's ideological gatekeeping. What I just read to you in the last segment is exactly that.
Yeah, and for me, I sit here and go, when I read this post, and it's a lengthy post because she goes into it kind of explaining each of these little premises.
Right.
And I'm kind of going, this makes so much sense to me. And I don't really think about it that way. We constantly talk about the need for discourse, the need to have polite conversations. Excuse me.
Even heated, but at least have the conversations.
Even when we don't agree and having these conversations, and I sit here and I go into my own life where I have a handful of people that I'm close with that we don't see eye to eye. So we just don't even really talk about the topics because every time I say something, the knee jerk reaction is but Trump or but this or but that. And I'm kind of going, there's the challenge. They're not really even listening to me. They've already discounted everything I would have to say and don't want to understand why I think how I think.
Well, and I think the big divide here is that I know for myself, and I think you and most conservatives, we don't vote for a personality. Mm-hmm. We vote for outcomes. We vote for policy. I've said many times and gotten a lot of heat from it from colleagues. I'm not a big fan of Trump's personality. Mm-mm. He's kind of growing on me a little bit lately, but he's still like, you know, what happened with the whole Reiner thing. I mean, there are times when it's just like I cringe, but I don't care.
Well, even now.
I don't care if I like him. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, even now with the Tim Walz, because he put something out on Truth Social about Tim Walz not running for re-election and how he probably won't even last the rest of his term,
right.
You know, and then pointing out, let's get these other people. It's kind of going, do you even need to say it at this point? We know who we need to get,
yeah.
And yet they're not being gotten. So let's actually get somebody before we talk about who needs to be gotten.
Right. And it comes down to, again, what are the outcomes? What are the policies? What is this going to do for my cost of living, for my quality of life, for my family? Too many on the left, and frankly, many on, you know, maybe woke conservative, woke Christian. I don't know. There's all these terms being thrown around. It is based out of emotion instead of what's in your best interest. That's not a way to run a country. And we're seeing that now. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I have to come back to this, you know, and if you want, I'll share this with you. Just shoot me an email. But what we want to see is border security and public safety, and it's couched. And again, from the left and individuals like this person who wrote the post I read, it's all very emotional. Their identity is tied up in this. So any attack, any disagreement is an attack on them personally, which is kind of delusional.
Well,
it's not. It's a policy thing.
Well, pre-COVID, pre-2020, people seem to be able to admit when they were wrong better
than.
I mean, it's like the COVID situation where everything that we were demanded to do, whether it was masks or separate or stay away from each other or not have family around, whatever it was, I sat there and looked at logically, you know, and there was ways of sitting there going, you know, the mask thing, it can't stop smoke particles, but it can, stop a disease from spreading. I don't think that's real. And you look at it logically, and yet it empowered so many people to just come up and be followers and be adamant, because now we're censoring everyone that disagrees. So anyone that disagrees, obviously a bad guy. And it seems like since that point, being able to say, you know what, I was wrong and I'm going to change actions, it seems almost harder and harder to do as we prove more and more things, you know, aren't what they appear.
And in that case, it doesn't matter what evidence you put out there. You could drop stats, you could drop links, which you could do. But instead of, you know, somebody like this individual saying, well, help me to understand what you believe, it automatically goes to, well, you're just a bad person and I must cut you and excise you from my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to live with that, because that says more about the person doing the cutting, more about the person who wrote what I read. And there's just, it doesn't make anything better. I guess it makes them feel better in the short term, but it, oof.
Well, that's
a soul crushing thing that person.
Well, where is personal responsibility? Where, I mean, that's the thing is healing is being able to say, I'm sorry. And yet, you know, we talk about it a lot. You forgive, you don't forget about all these things. And as we go into 2026, well, it seems like we're just going to continue with that trend because, you know, the Venezuela thing. A lot of these people are wrong and they don't care. They're just going to go out there and make a spectacle and say, if you disagree, you're the bad guy.
So it's time to double down on being out there and being loud. And, you know, if they don't want to ask you the question, you can explain it. So, all right, that's it for us today. Happy New Year, everybody. We got another great show planned for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.